genie pops out of it. What does the genie say to Aladdin? Three wishes. You get three wishes. Is this the truth, by the way? If you find a lamp like this, and if you rub it three times, will a genie pop out? No. And will a genie give you three wishes? No. But today in the gospel lesson, there's a son, the younger son, who comes to his father, and he wants three things essentially from his father. First of all, he wants money. He wants all of his inheritance so he can do what? So he can go off and do what he wants. The second thing, he wanted to do what he wanted to do, and he wanted to go where he wanted to go, and he wanted to spend the money where he wanted to spend it. In other words, this younger son was what? He was very, very selfish. It was all about him. He wanted to do what he wanted to do, when he wanted to do it, and with the inheritance that wasn't yet to be his. But he told his father, "Father, give me the money anyway." And by doing that, he's telling his father, "I don't care about you, Dad. As a matter of fact, Dad, I kind of wish that you were not even here. So give me all that I want so I can go off and do what I want to do and how I want to do it." Very, very selfish. That's very true. Very true. Very true. No, you have to rub it three times. You have to rub it three times. So the son goes off and he does all that he wanted to do, and he's wasting all of his money, he spends all of his money, and he ends up being very hungry, and so he hires himself out to be a slave, and he goes out to feed what? Pigs. He goes out to feed pigs. Now remember, this is a Jew, and he's feeding pigs. That's unheard of. This is how bad he has become. That he's now down in the muck, and he's down in the mud, and all of you know this, he's now wallowing in the manure. And he wished that he could eat the pods, the food that the pigs were eating. But he was very hungry. So what happens then? He finds out that he's made a big mistake. So he says, "I'm going to go back to my dad, and I'll confess my sins to my dad, and maybe he'll let me work for him." But what happens? He comes back to his dad's house, and even before he gets very close, his dad's been watching for him. He misses his son, and his dad does something that a Jewish man would never do. He lifts up his robe, and he starts running towards his son. Why does he run towards his son? Owen? Because he was once lost, now he was found. He loves his son. And you know, the prodigal son is all of us, including everyone looking at you. We have all gone off and do what we want. We are all selfish. We are all looking in towards ourselves. We want what we want, and we want to do it, and how we want to do it. We are all very selfish because of sin. Because of sin. But yet, what does God the Father do? He sees us coming back to Him. And He comes to us. He runs to us. And He embraces us. He puts a white robe on us in our baptism. And He announces that our sins are forgiven. Our sin is forgiven. And now we celebrate. We celebrate because our sin is forgiven. And we will celebrate with our Father in heaven forever and ever. Because of God's grace and His mercy in sending Jesus to do what? Die on the cross for you and for me. So let's fold our hands and let's close our eyes and let us pray. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to save us from our sins, to save us from ourselves. Oh Lord, all of us have walked away from you. Yet Lord, by the work of your Holy Spirit, you convict us and you show us that in your kingdom there is peace and joy. And we do not have to wallow in the mud and mire and manure of this world. And therefore, O Lord, when you lead us back, there is the Father who welcomes us back with open arms. And He embraces us and He kisses us. And He tells us that our sin is forgiven. Lord Jesus, we pray that you continue to bless these children and their families. That as they hear the word today,